Order of Battle is an excuse for a couple of friends to get together and discuss G.I. Joe and other hobbies and interests. I'm Jason, with me is Joel, and we welcome you in joining our conversation. This time, we're looking forward to a great 2020.
So 2020 for me, I'm going to reshape my approach towards collecting, my approach towards a lot of different things within the hobby. But the first thing I have to check off my 2020 list is I have to buckle down and reorganize my room. It is just chaos. I have stuff from Joe Fest, you know, in boxes. I have piles here, piles there. It's like my desk is a complete disaster. I have to spend probably like a full weekend reorganizing. I need to get a second bookshelf. I need to take stuff off one of the bookshelves I have. I just got to get my room in order.
When we met, what, a year ago now, my shit was pretty contained, pretty orderly. Every show, I would have to reorganize things to get it to all fit. But my office wasn't, like you just said, covered up by toys and toy paraphernalia. And at this point, it very much is a battle of attrition. And at some point, I'm not going to be able to use my home office for everything that's in there. So like you, I also need to organize my toys. And one of the other things that I have to consider is it's no longer just G.I. Joe. We've moved into Mask, but I also collect a lot of books. That's all unorganized now. I have a bookshelf that a year ago was triple stacked, and it's just gotten worse.
I faced the same problem earlier this year with my records. You and I probably sent you 25 to 30 photos of that process, but it took Nicole and I like 2.5 weeks of all of our free time just entering all of our joined records into one collective catalog, entering all of those into the computer. So I understand the struggle with stuff that isn't toy related. And books, records, they're very heavy. They eat up a lot of space. I get it. And I feel nothing but sympathy for you.
I've seen the pictures of your record organization, and it is inspiring. And I don't know that I can do that with my books at this point, not without buying a lot more bookshelf and taking over other parts of the house, which are right now taken over by toys. So there's a little bit of a tug of war there, but we'll get there. Even if some things have to be boxed up for a little while, or if we have to start a rotation, I don't know. We'll figure it out, but there has to be a give and take to 2020's organization, not just 2020 accumulation.
In with my organization, a lot of my mess is I have a bunch of unfinished projects. I have 3 or 4 bins filled with my basic Kitbash customs. I need to finish some of these figures in these bins. I need to, you know, use some of the stuff that I've bought for specific things. I just need to finish it instead of buying the next piece, the next project before the first project is finished. I'm kind of hitting my peak, I guess you could say, with my kitbashing custom style. You know, I need to start painting is what I'm trying to work up the courage to say out loud, because if I say it out loud, you're going to hold me accountable to it. I feel like I need to start painting. I need to start actually building some of the dioramas I want to try and build. And, you know, it just all comes back to just finishing projects. I have a whole small bin full of Adventure Team figures with no backstories, just figures geared out. You know, I should just sit down, come up with some very basic backstory, maybe some character names. I do, you know, have that, my ambitious goal of doing a Dio story, trying to rope you into helping me write it, but I can't throw that lasso out until I at least have a starting point.
Personally, I've seen the photos. I like where it's going, and I would love to see you start that arduous process of ugly painting and ugly dios until you get to the good stuff. like you, I have a number of creative projects that I've been putting off that already in 2020 I've started to focus on. I've been into MUDs for about 25 years, and every winter I get it in my head that I'm going to code a new area for the MUD, a few more quests for players to play in. This January, I've actually started doing that. That is part of the 2020. You know, creative writing and taking classes is always something for me that I hit nice and hard and heavy all through the winter, and then once I start traveling, those things just fall apart. So although it's not toy-related, it is certainly part of my 2020 goal to not let those things fall by the wayside once the travel season begins.
I can probably help you stay on that task if I get my ass in gear, because if I need help and or need you to write the stories for me, I can also piggyback it in with, hey, you know, you did tell me you're trying to work on your creative writing. Well, here I am, and I need help. I've had a couple play sets that I have had my eye on for about 6 or 7 months, and they would be a very good jumpstart for dial building because they're basically dial pieces that I could flush out things around. One of them is by Playmobil. It looks like an Aztec temple. It looks a little less toyish than the Animal Planet one that was in Toys R Us a few years ago. And then the big one, there is a Schleich playset that is a giant stone crocodile head, and it opens up and there's all sorts of neat stuff in there. It also comes with like almost like a little jungle shack. I have wanted to buy that for some direction in my Adventure Team Dio story since I saw it, and I keep pushing it off and pushing it off, and I know that if I continue to do this, eventually it will not be available, and then I'll be kicking myself in the ass. It'll be, you know, a nice starting point. I have a lot of the hard stuff done. I just need to build a backdrop, or I can take it outside and I can set it up and it's already there. To also jump in with what you were saying about taking classes, I have another goal of trying to learn some basic audio editing so I can lighten the load for you, because we're both figuring this out as we go. I don't like feeling like I'm pushing all the hard work on you and I'm just here to hang out and talk.
Some of the music that you've helped make for us has been incredible, so I don't know if it's all just on me. As we talk right now, we haven't had an official launch yet, but we're right around the corner. That's clearly part of the goal of 2020. We wanted to do it in 2019, and as we've talked about, we went the long road and the hard way around trying to figure this out, and I'm sure there's way easier ways to go about it. We didn't take those. Now that we are moving in the right direction, one of the things I want to do in 2020 is sit down with some of our friends. That's a lot of why I love going to shows, different conventions and regional gatherings, as well as friend meetups. You know, last year I really enjoyed talking to Ed and a few others, and I'm hoping that this year we can find our footing and do a little more of that.
Right there with you on that topic. I want to use this platform, even if it's just the two of us listening to our own show, to get to know people in our community better, not to just exactly rehash what you said. Another big focus I have is I want to spend less money on buying mass amounts of toys that I, for the most part, generally already own, and spend that traveling to get to hang out with you more, to get to hang out and meet new people within our community. I've spent almost 7 years now just kind of lurking in the background. I enjoy hanging out with people. I enjoy being social. And I want to find my own voice within our community and just be able to not just be a fly on the wall all the time.
At this point, we're probably a broken record with everyone we talk to in person, on here, and everywhere else. It's that constant, like, urging people to make it to a show, stop using "it's not near me" as an excuse, and get out there. Even if it's 5 hours away or 8 hours away, like, plan for one. Even if it's on the other side of the country, plan for one. You started doing that in 2019 a lot. It's something I've done for a long time in different communities, not just toys, but in comics or in gaming or in other things. Already on the books, I have Toylanta, which is, I think, the 20th of May, somewhere, or March, somewhere around there. That's in Atlanta, Georgia. I'll be there with Todd Henderson and a few other people. Also in March, I'm going up to Gary Con. It's in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. It's the role-playing game convention named after Gary Gygax, the guy who invented D&D. I don't know between then and June, but I know I have Heroes Con in June and then Joe Fest. Heroes Con is very much summer camp for comics, and Joe Fest is summer camp for Joes, right? After that, I will probably be at Kentuckiana again. I don't know after that. I would like to do Assembly Required again. I would love to hit Quail Con again. I would love to hit, some of the Ohio toy shows like the two CTSs or some other things. But that's my current, like, validated short list. We'll see where the year brings. But I don't know of all the shows that I just kind of threw out there. I know you're planning on Joe Fest. I don't know if you're planning on any others. If you had a couple that you were thinking about.
I would love to do Assembly Required, especially after you and I talked about it. I would love to hit the SoCal Joe Show.
Yes.
That's next December. If I start planning now, I'd be pretty hard to find the excuse not to go, considering it's 10 months or 11 months away. I've never been that far out west. I would turn that into a pretty significant trip to explore the West Coast, see California, and not just go to a hotel lobby and buy G.I. Joe figures. Realistically, we'll probably just ask you to send me a list of everything you're going to and try to see what's feasible for me, because you are a very well-organized person, so you generally have a good handle on everything in our realm show-wise.
Well, that's the hope. That's the hope. I would love to find some other regional shows that I'm not aware of and try to, weekend trip those or day trip those if I could. But I think we're kind of covered up. Being this close to Ohio, Ohio has a ton.
There is another one that has been on my radar for 6, 7 years, the New Jersey Collectors Con.
That one has been on my radar.
Same thing. I'm like, this is the year I'm going to go. I write the date down, or I text Nicole the day, or have her put it into our calendar, and then somehow I just forget about it, and then all of a sudden it's, hey, what is this NJCC thing that you have marked down for next Saturday? Well, it's something that we're not going to because I completely forgot to plan it. I would love to hit that because there's generally a good presence from Boss Fight, from Marauders. They used to have really cool, like every hour there was a door prize type thing. It seems like another very community focused show, similar to how CoilCon and Assembly Required, small but effective for community.
I've never been either, but I know a few pretty serious collectors that hit it every year and they enjoy it. So that's how it's been on my list. Where it lands in the year has always kind of been busy for me and I haven't been able to make it yet.
Now that we've both talked about how we're trying to spend less and travel more, there are a handful of things that I want to buy in 2020.
Of course.
So I already brought up the couple of play sets that would easily and hopefully jumpstart my Dio story. Another goal that I started in 2019 and stopped as soon as I hit the first hurdle was completing the IDW trades for the original Hama run. I have 1 through 8. I need 9 through 15. Once I have 9 through 15, I'll start collecting the current, 16 through. Number 9 is the first hard one.
That it is.
Everything is obtainable if you want to spend the money. You just have to decide how you want to spend your money. I've looked at the price of issue 9 and have said, well, I could buy this, 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 and this of it, or for that price. I've toyed with the idea of doing like the digital comics or buying like some sort of tablet to read comics on. And where you and I, another one of the things that we cross over on is I like books, I like records, I like comics, I like the tangible item. So I will swallow the pill and drop the dough on the IDW trades. Another thing I have that I should be able to knock off literally anytime I just pull the trigger is I had this idea probably 4 or 5 years ago when I was first learning about a lot of these smaller and independent brands. I would like to have at least one figure from all the independent, high quality, high detailed 1/18th lines. I have Boss Fight. I have Animal Warriors. I have ordered a Fresh Monkey Fiction figure. They're supposed to deliver in 2020, so I can check that off the list. I need Acid Rain. I need Joy Toy. I need a Dime Novel Legends. In my eyes, they're kind of who's keeping the fire alive for 4-inch figures. I want to show my support to the people still pushing the size that I love.
It's a cool focus. It's also a dangerous focus because who knows how far you'll fall down each one of those as you get them in hand, right? Or maybe that's the goal.
Which is why I haven't started it yet.
As I mentioned to you, you know, in Iowa, I got to put my hands on some Joy Toy figures and I sort of fell in love right away. Not being as educated in the modern sculpt as you are and hearing the same rumors you had, in the end, I let it go. It was very difficult to walk away from those. The Acid Rain stuff, I've been following that on Instagram since the first toy photographer started using them. That's another thing. Like, if I put my hands on them in real life, I might have problems. I love the focus. And if that leads you down into a scary, dark place, well, then I'll be here to follow and watch.
I have come very close multiple times to diving in just a little bit to the Acid Rain world. I'm going to take the plunge in 2020. Well, let me rephrase that. I'm going to dip my toe in 2020 because if I dive down the wormhole of collecting a specialized high-end collectible figure line outside of what I already do, I will not be traveling anywhere. I know that you have a lot of collecting goals for 2020. I'm just going to go ahead and throw you this softball pitch. Let's talk about masks. I know you have a disgusting amount of masks for for a guy whose son just recently became obsessed with masks.
He really wanted to get into it. I like masks. I didn't have a whole lot of childhood memories, even though, I mean, I had masks as a kid. I just didn't care that much. But he wanted into it. We started down that road. First vehicle in May, second vehicle on the way to Joe Fest. As I sit here right now, I need 7 vehicles and then the 8 adventure packs. I'm not even looking at foreign color variations or color variations in the domestic line. Like, I know there's a couple color variations of the Thunderhawk. I don't need that. We're playing with these things. So right now I need 7 vehicles. I need 8 adventure packs, maybe 4, maybe 5 tiny pieces to complete a couple things, like the driver's door to the Razorback or whatever. It's a very small list. The mask thing is a thing. And by the way, I was wrong to not care about masks. Yes, I had some as a kid. No, I really don't have a whole lot of memories about it, right? Having them here in the house and playing with them, they are very much an amazing line and very much my number 2 line now. They have supplanted a lot of different things, not G.I. Joe, but everything else. So for me, it's G.I. Joe, then mask. Right now for A, it's mask, then G.I. Joe. Once we complete mask, there's still a lot of G.I. Joe left for us to go. But before I try to complete G.I. Joe, I still want to complete my Pirates of Dark Water. I mean, it's only 9 items in the line, so really I'm just dragging my feet for no reason. I also want to complete the Rise of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles line, which that's a modern Turtles. The playset, the sewer layer, is incredible. And right now, it is our Venom base. All the Venom vehicles are parked inside the sewer layer. So I'd like to finish that line because they have a character named Meat Sweats, and I'm sold.
Oh, have you guys watched the cartoon at all, or is it strictly a toy thing?
We have seen the cartoon, but not all of it.
It looks like an interesting line. My first thoughts when I saw the initial release was I was like, this looks like a great line for a kid to play with. It looks like a very toy line, if that makes sense.
It's a fun little line.
It's also neat for you to have something that you guys can be collecting and chasing that isn't from the 80s. So you can actually just go to the store and try to find one.
To that point, when Bobby Valla announced his Action Force, you know, we both went in because we wanted the Steel Brigade and I wanted Swarm figures. You know, I'm not a modern guy by and large, and I'm certainly not a 6-inch person, but I'm willing to give it a shot. And since then, we've heard that we're getting 6-inch Joes, at least 5 of them. I'm excited. I'm all the way in.
2 of which are 2 of your favorite characters.
Shit, I think all of them are in the favorite character range. Like, I love Scarlet. I love Snake Eyes. Destro and Roadblock are definitely 2 of, like, my focus characters. Who's the 5th one? Duke? Duke is the one I like the least. I'm excited for that to come out. And so now I have some Joes that are 6-inch. I have this independent creator that has a few 6-inch. For Christmas, my dad bought a V6 alternation figures, which they're not all 6 inches. They kind of float between about a 4.5 to a 7-inch, as each character has a little bit of a different size. But I thought those would go well with Action Force and with 6-inch Joes. Just playing around with the 6-inch idea, there's a handful of Fortnite figures. If it fits the idea of the figure, that 7-inch McFarlane Fortnite or the Jazzwear 6-inch. Not a lot of them. I'm not going crazy here. I don't have any desire to collect Fortnite. But between the McFarlane 7-inch and the Jazzwear 6-inch, probably 6 figures I would get. I'm not going to drive if A's not into it. But right now, he kind of likes the alternation.
You showed me a couple sculpts look amazing. We talked about some misses on articulation and accessories that seem to not really work with the figures a little bit. Those figures look amazing. You and I both like sci-fi and weird stuff. So, you throw a guy with a fishbowl helmet from Fortnite into the mix, and I'm not gonna be too peeved off, Like I think it looks cool. I'm going to go all in on wave one of the 6-inch Joes. I can sit here and say that I'll try to be picky, but I know that if I see an actual action figure with a G.I. Joe tag on the shelf, I'm going to have a hard time not buying it, whether it's 4-inch or 6-inch. I want Joe to thrive. So we're coming into 2020 hot between the movie news, the leaked news about the 6-inch figures, catastrophic amount of rumors that have come from just the announcement of that we're actually getting 6-inch figures.
The other rumors of the Evergreen line, so maybe like a tiered approach to the figures. So I mean, there's so much rumor and speculation and news coming out right now that's one of the things I'm very excited about 2020. While something like World's Smallest is not a thing for me, the Evergreen might be. The 4-inch certainly will be, and the 6-inch, shit, I'm willing to try.
I want what's best for the brand. I can't say to a strictly vintage guy, like, well, you shouldn't just outright bash modern figures. Like, yeah, there's some misses. There's certainly some misses in the vintage line, but like at least give it a shot. At least grab one. At least hold one before you make this decision. I can't take that approach and then turn around and stick my nose up to a 6-inch Joe figure. Because then I'm the same person that I'm saying, well, hey, man, like maybe don't lock your mind off to something that you don't necessarily know. I have my own frustrations with it. Like I have a room full of 4-inch G.I. Joes. I'm hopeful that we will see 4-inch Joes in the modern styling, whether it's for a movie, whether it's part of an Evergreen line, whether it's whatever. I understand that they also need to keep up with what is filling the pegs at Targets and Walmarts and Walgreens. I have this awful gut feeling that I start mixing in some 6-inch Joes. I have the Veiliverse figures coming. All of a sudden, I'm going to be sifting back through Black Series and Marvel Legends figures that I probably should have this or I probably should have that. 2020 is starting off hot. We have what looks to be a pretty promising movie so far. I mean, we haven't seen a trailer. The little bit of footage and the little interviews we've seen, I'm excited. I'm excited for something new. To get a breath of fresh air is all I need,
We have Hama. I've had Hama's universe for what, 38 years. I'm excited for the new thing. I'm excited to see what their new take is. I'm excited to see how they interpret the old as well as the new. I'm truly looking forward to it. I'm truly kind of stoked for this. And if it crashes and burns and isn't what we wanted, well, at least I spent a few months being excited for it and enjoying the ride while it lasted.
Yeah, and at least we'll have something to talk about. I mean, not even this setting. I'm just something to talk about in general. Besides, well, we had figures 3 years ago. It's exciting. I'm excited to follow this movie. I've been following every little news item that we get on the movie, which is not much. I was lucky enough to see the footage that I think he's either someone who's working in the filming crew, or maybe he was part of the like fight choreography crew. I don't remember what his official title was, but he had posted like a minute and a half video, like a thank you video for all the hard work right before they wrapped up in Canada. For anybody who didn't see it, which I know you didn't get a chance to see it.
So rub it in.
The stuff that they filmed in the training room, so no movie sets, there's padded floors. It was amazing. If we get 30 minutes of that on screen out of a 2-hour movie, we are in good shape. I'll just say that.
2020 is going to be a very big year for me, and I may well be all over the board at times. But as you and I've talked about, I've written down a focus. This is my focus for the year. I'm really thankful that you and I are doing Order of Battle, and I look forward to seeing you at shows and meeting more and more of our friends and our future friends in our community. It's a lot of exciting Joe news coming out, and I think with that, as we've kind of already said tonight and before, it is really important for our community to prioritize, you know, conventions and regional shows. And with all the news and all the craziness that's already being rumored, as well as, you know, a movie on the way, it's even more important. So I hope more people make the decision to attend at least one show this year, if not more. And I know you and I will be busy hanging out, busy doing this, as well as, you know, our other lives.
That's a wrap. I mean, that is a perfect note to end on. Thank you for listening. We'd love for you to contact us and share your thoughts on 2020. You can email us at orderofbattlepod@gmail.com. Connect with us on our socials. We have an Instagram. It's orderofbattlepod. Twitter is orderofbattlepd. Thanks for joining us. Let us know your thoughts on 2020.